finals weekend last weekend and Wales women in the Six Nations this weekend. Welcome to the Welsh Rugby Union podcast. So we'll hear from behind the scenes at the Principality Stadium at finals weekend. We'll start with Wales women and coach Ioan Cunningham has gone back to the bulk of the team, which started the opening game against Scotland for the trip to Cork. Before discussing the players who will be playing, he explained the latest injury for second row Gwen Crump.
Yeah, it is a setback, but she's mentally tough, you know, resilient. She's come back before, so you know she knows what to do. She's a super strong person. I'm sure she'll be fine. The support around her as well will be first class, and make sure that she comes back healthy and firing to go again.
What is your sort of assessment of where you are?
Sort of mixed, really. Like, got to be more clinical. 11 entries into the English 22 in the last game and came away with 0 points, and especially around the first half. Starting better would be one as well. We didn't start too well against Scotland, but we finished better, and that's just being clinical, really. In patches, we've shown how threatening we can be. I think the way we finished against England was really encouraging. Using 23 players through a match is encouraging for us as well. The impact off the bench is really good. Just creating opportunities. We've just got to be a bit better when we get them.
Ireland away, they're not this weekend. You've been there, you've won before. It was one of the real highlights of a lot of these girls' careers so far. Do you think you can do it again?
We've got to believe in that we can go over there and do it. I think they've got confidence in their camp at the moment. There's a good feel about them, good buzz as well around what they're doing at the moment. I look at them from the outside and I see a lot of us about 18 months ago, a year, 2 years ago, you know, players returning to the camp that have been out for a few years. Good vibe, new coach, confidence, better backing from the union. So, yeah, I think they are. I think they are on an upward curve for sure. It's going to be a tough environment in Cork. It's pretty enclosed with fans close to the field and very different to Ashton Gate, but something that we're super excited about and going out there, and hopefully we can build on the performances that we've done and shown in aspects of the game and put it on an 80-minute performance.
It feels a bit like a must-win game if you're going to try and salvage that third place.
It is a pretty massive swing this third round because obviously England play Scotland and France play Italy, so a swing in the table could happen if we get our area of the game right, but we just got to concentrate on ourselves, really.
Last year was a real statement performance, wasn't it? But since then, do you feel the gap's narrowed quite a lot?
I do think that. The Celtic Challenge has helped them. It's helped them to have consistency in selection with their two teams, as well as a fresh feel about the group with the new coach, and their performances in WXV3 helped them. I think they're going to be looking forward to it and looking forward to building on a game possibly they probably thought they could have snuck it against Italy last time.
World Rugby have alluded to the fact that they might trial a smaller ball, which would be 3% less than the current size. What are the general thoughts and consensus on that?
Well, we've been lucky. We've had two or three of them to train with from World Rugby, and as long as the weight is the same, the players feel that it does help them, you know, with the claw skills, especially maybe throwing in, catch pass. But I think if you look at our skill sets at the moment, I think we're above 90% on our catch pass, and so skill set's decent. And I probably would say that kicking as well, the ball would possibly travel through the air a bit better. But as long as the players are comfortable, I think that's the biggest thing, and we'd support it.
So the ball could be interesting, but that's down the line. Captain Hannah Jones discussed that, but first she looked back at the positives from the England game.
Yeah, we kept ball in phases in the opposition 22. It's just about converting them into points now. So I think we had nearly 20 entries in the English opposition half, and you know, it's about scoring points and making sure we get over that white line. You know, keeping calm, we call it our green zone, making sure, you know, we're clinical and maybe pulling it back a little bit and being a little bit more calm and collective and making sure, you know, we get over the whitewash.
Looking at the table, I feel this is very much a must-win game. This could turn your whole campaign around.
Definitely, we know as players, you know, we need the bonus point win this weekend. We were going to go for points, we're going to go for tries, and hopefully now we can get over the whitewash and change that table.
I had some really happy memories in Dublin a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the highlights of quite a lot of this generation's players' careers. I mean, how much would you love to repeat that?
Oh, we love playing away in Ireland, and we've had really good memories out there, and going away, and was it 2 years ago, like you said, and we had some few good tries out there, so we hope to reproduce that.
You scored that day, didn't you?
I did, actually, right at the end.
Looking at the Ireland team, they haven't won yet, but they're looking much improved. What have you made of them?
Yeah, definitely. They've got a strong pack, which gives them a little bit of go forward, and then having some of their sevens come back from the World Series. You know, you've got Eve Higgins in the centre. She's a very good, dangerous player, so just looking to shut down that, and hopefully, you know, we get the ball more this week and attack and convert.
On World Rugby, they've announced that you guys might trial a smaller size ball. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's great. As a smaller player, a smaller ball would be great. It might speed the game up a little bit, make it more interesting, you know, with offloads. I'm not sure how the kickers would feel about it, because obviously it's a little bit smaller, but personally, I'd love a smaller ball. I can offload it better. I could probably throw it a little better as well, like throw it further, so that's quite interesting as well.
Kira Bevan back in the starting lineup at scrum half. She too looked back at the England performance.
Pretty positive, to be fair. Obviously, there's stuff that we need to tidy up on heading into Ireland this week, but overall it was quite positive. I think we showed that in the last 30 minutes of the game. You know, we just need to start that well, really, to be honest. When you put on the bench, you know, you kind of want to put your best foot forward and show the coaches, you know, what you're about. And I think, to be fair, I think the whole bench came on and made a massive impact. So, you know, that's what we're there for. We're there to try and change the game, and when, you know, we're not just a 15 or a 23, we're a 40 something, however many we are. Yeah, I think we were putting England under pressure. You know, there's credit to the girls. You know, they put us in the right areas of the pitch. You know, I think our forwards worked tirelessly last Saturday, and hopefully the same again now.
I mean, they've improved also, I suppose. It's confident.
Yeah, I think we're confident off the back of last week, and that, you know, like I said earlier, that 30 minutes that we put out against, you know, one of the best teams in the world. It's a bit of a grey area of a game, you know, where, you know, zero losses, and so are they in this campaign. So I think this game could really decide where we finish in the table heading forward. So, yeah, it's going to be a really tricky one, and hopefully we can get the rub of the green.
Finally, get competition for that 9 jersey, Shams. Obviously, it's all good, isn't it, to have a bit of competition?
Yeah, it's all healthy competition, and I think it definitely... You know, like I found out last week, it gives you definitely that boost that you perhaps probably need when you've been around a fair while. So, you know, we're no short of competition. We never have been with nines, in all honesty. You know, we all like to push each other. And, you know, we've got Meg Davis as well, who's on our tails as well. So, yeah, the competition is really good. And I think we're at that stage now where we have got a lot of competition within the squad, and we can all push for places.
And competition is always good, and it's beginning to apply to every area of the Wales women's team. Of course, there's always been plenty of competition in the back row, but Bethan Lewis seems to be making the number 8 shirt her own. She hopes Wales can bounce back from that England defeat.
Any loss is disappointing, no matter who you play. There are positives we can take from it. Me personally, I was impressed the fact that after 62 minutes they didn't score a single try, whereas probably they would score 3 or 4 tries against us historically. But yeah, there's a lot to take from it, a lot of learnings, but a decent performance, but stuff we can definitely improve on working into this week. I don't think we've performed how we won yet. Yeah, there's a lot we need to work on. We've been working on it. Like I said, the fallow week's probably been beneficial for us to amend a few things. But yeah, looking forward to this weekend, and hopefully we've put things right.
Yeah, it's a really important game as well to turn things around and hopefully get that first win.
Yeah, 100%. We need to turn things round, and this week is a massive week for us. Away to Ireland, they've developed loads as well, so they're going to be a challenge, and we've just got to turn up and be the best Wales that we can be, and we are. The last time we played them, we were successful, and I hope that we're the same this time with the amount of work we've put in. They've got threats around the field. Aoife Wafer, the back of the scrum, carried a lot from them from the base of the scrum, so looking to mitigate that. But hopefully we've got threats that they'll be concerned of.
Last year was arguably the best performance you've put in the professional era. Mm-hmm. How do you assess the state of the two sides compared to that?
Yeah, Ireland have come on. We're aware of that, but we have as well. So hopefully we can back up the performance last year, this year, with another good performance, and hopefully that will bring out the result. We've played some tough games. We've played in WXV1 against the best teams in the world. Arguably, they weren't as challenged in WXV3, so hopefully that will put us into the physical condition that will allow us to perform and be successful against them.
Now, you've played a lot of number 8, but you've also played a lot of flankers. Do you feel to your position. You're not just playing across the back row.
Yeah, I think we've got the back five of the scrum are probably quite interchangeable, which I think is a strength of ours. So you're challenging people in every position. I love being in the shirt wherever I get the opportunity and honoured to play, I'll do it. So yeah, anywhere in the back row, I'm chuffed to play.
Second row Abby Fleming's moved to Harlequins for her club rugby this season, and the added responsibility seems to be paying off. She's part of a pack that has been going well. They hope to build on that in Ireland.
It's a really great opportunity to showcase what we've been working on the last 2-3 weeks and then over the week off since we've last played England. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think we as a squad are very disappointed with our performance against Scotland, but there were lots of positives to take away from England, so that definitely fills us with a lot of confidence going into the game against Ireland.
What do you mean of Ireland?
They're a really strong side, really physical side, and they've had a lot of development since their last Six Nations campaign a year ago. So it'd be interesting to see how they go at the weekend.
How's the season working for you? A lot of the girls play for Gloucester or Bristol. You're a bit further afield.
Yeah, it was a great experience. You know, I was signed with Exeter Chiefs last season, and I made the move to Harlequins this season, and it worked out really well for me, and it was a really good career move. I've really enjoyed being a part of the Harlequins team. It's a great group to be a part of, and it's definitely on a transition kind of period of time where actually it's a really exciting environment to be in, because it's just getting better and better as time goes on. So I'm really pleased to be settling into a club where I can progress my game and progress as a player and a person.
So in terms of the travel and balancing with Wales, how's that working?
Managing it okay, definitely. I mean, actually the nature of the international programme now means that when we're in camp we have 3+ weeks in camp, so actually I can move here permanently, which will help me kind of manage that travel and manage my recovery periods as well.
You're an integral part of the Harlequins team, you've got a lot of responsibility, that seems to be good for your development.
Oh, definitely, and it's allowed me to get a lot of game time under my belt in preparation for the Six Nations. It's allowed me to just progress my skill set so much better because I'm playing more rugby, but I'm getting coached well there, and I think I'm learning new things every session and playing with players who also play at international levels of rugby. So you're learning constantly and being challenged in a way that pushes you to get better and progress, which is great, and I feel that I've definitely developed there, even in the last, since November, since starting there, so it's been massive for me, definitely.
You're listening to the Welsh Rugby Union podcast. So that will be quite a game on Saturday afternoon, but now let's look back. It was finals weekend at the Principality Stadium last weekend. So many games and interesting people to speak to. We'll do a special on how it all went next week in the Welsh Rugby Union podcast. But this week, let's focus a little behind the scenes with a couple of people who made it all happen. The Welsh Rugby Union apprentices made a huge contribution to the smooth running of the event, under the guidance of apprenticeship manager Carl Scales. He spoke to Rob Cole.
Well, Carl, I think the phrase is, and breathe.
for sure.
The good news is you've survived the whole weekend of 7 different finals.
Yep.
The bad news is there's still another day to come.
Yeah, but that's quite exciting.
We'll come on to that. Yeah. But this has been a special weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the crowds, the excitement, the games, you know, everything has worked well. But you're in the nerve centre. I need you to tell me how the planning for this has gone, and also all the young people you've had helping you.
Yeah, well, it's quite complex, as you can imagine. I don't think anybody else in the world does it like this.
No.
And you have to really put your mind to working to the minute or to the 30 second. You know, our apprentices are very much part of that, and, you know, we give them a lot more ownership, and I kind of step off. You know, there are a lot of leaders here who've learned to lead as well, and they've learned that bit of confidence. Lots of new skills, lots of 19-year-old boys and girls here leading teams, premiership teams, in and around the stadium, getting them to stick to the plan. You know, those are some skills.
Well, this is major event management.
Yes.
It's not just scrubbing the floors so everyone comes into a clean place, because part of the experience for the teams is driving in through Gatland's Gate, walking up the steps that they see the heroes come, walking into the dressing rooms, But then they also know at the end of it they've got to go to another dressing room to change because there's another team coming.
Exactly, yeah. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's really enjoyable. It's hugely busy.
Intense.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah, it is intense.
Yeah.
But as you say, those experiences, so our guys are learning those, because every, you know, we've been here with 30 plus games, but every team that comes through there, it's their first game. So mindset for us is every game is the first game.
Mm.
So that experience of coming up through there and the meeting with the team managers, the team staff, and taking them through, right, this is how it's going to work today. You know, that's unique.
Yeah, yeah.
Very unique. And for some, it's like, whoa, this is another level.
So attention to detail is probably one of the biggest things you learn here. And that time management, so to speak, or making things run to time is a better phrase, is vital.
Yes. And being firm, but obviously, and cordial, but pleasant, but imposing, this is where we need to be now. You need to be following me now.
Yeah. Talked about, you know, the two teams are ready to walk down the tunnel, and this is where the All Blacks have stood. And, John Eel stood there for a World Cup final here not so long ago.
So many Six Nations titles.
But your young girls and boys are stood there directing.
Yes.
What an experience.
Yes. And of course today we're into another level because we're broadcast as well.
Yeah.
So that gives us another tier of detail and nuance. But what an experience.
Yeah. So I think you've been in charge of the apprenticeship scheme since, 2015, is it?
Yeah.
And what's it grown into over that time?
Well, it's very much embedded in the business. They are very much part of everything that goes on in there. And that was my dream. Things don't run now without this group of young people.
Yeah.
You know, and we've developed this new qualification with Cardiff Met, so which is part of sport management.
Yes.
So every experience they have in here goes hand in hand with their education. Their education goes hand in hand with their experience. So both balance each other out, and they become this really rounded person with a huge CV for an 18, 19, 20-year-old person. You can't buy that.
No.
You can't buy those experiences.
So we can call them unsung heroes, but in many ways they're unseen or unknown.
And it's like most things, isn't it? You know, beneath the water it's going absolutely bonkers, but it looks really cool on top.
Yeah.
And that's the other side of it. Yeah.
The other thing that I always say about having been in this stadium since 1992 is that every time you exhale and say, oh, today's going to be easy, it becomes a disaster.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, well, we've only got three games today. Yeah, it'll be fine. You relax and then something happens.
Yeah.
And that's a real learned skill.
Yes, and that is going back to that attention to detail. We can't let little things slip. Oh, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's always, will that be okay? That's the mantra, not it'll be okay. Yeah. Will that be okay? And generally, if you're asking that question, it's not. So that's the kind of mindset we have to work to.
They've all seemed very cool, calm.
They've learned a lot.
And they've gone on with the job, not too many complaints, I hope.
Yeah. But you're trusting a young person, you know, has relatively new to the business, to Welsh Rugby, with a huge amount of responsibility. But that's the difference. When they feel that they're being trusted, they deliver.
Yes. Because it's important.
It is.
And the importance of that is to everyone's enjoyment, everyone's success.
Yeah.
And you learn that at the ground floor, and all of a sudden, I guess you permeate that outwards to your people and your family and whatever, and it spreads, the gospel spreads.
Exactly. And then, you know, when they're the sort of day job, they're out in their communities, now they're thinking, oh, I saw you on telly.
Yes.
You know, little things like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, they're a little bit proud about that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, still very young.
Yeah. So when you're home, do you sleep at night, or do you worry about the next day, or do you think, oh God, we've got one done now and they were very good?
The only reason I probably don't sleep at night is because I'm really looking forward to the next day.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that enjoyment's the key thing,
definitely. And each game is a unique game, and it brings a different little challenges, little nuances around what the game, from under 10s, boys, girls, to this Premiership final. It has that uniqueness, so you can never be like, oh, it's another day. It's not.
No.
It's an exciting thing to be part of.
So talking about excitement, in 2 weeks' time, we've got the combination of three women's finals.
Yes.
A big, big club finals, and they battled hard to get you. I think they've won semi-final today. obviously the international as well.
Do you know what? And that's really cool, because that is something we haven't done before. We're following an international with community rugby. Yes. So we're actually now starting that setup now for that. Yeah. Because that brings different challenges, because we've got Wales and Italy here.
It's a Six Nations game.
Exactly. And we'll have teams arriving for the next, while Wales are still here.
Yeah.
So lots of little challenges to overcome. Yeah. Yeah. But that's really cool.
And this is a big place. Okay, it's one long corridor, but it's a big place. A big people can get lost, go the wrong place.
Do, yeah. And you know, we talked about the detail. So you could ask our guys, right, how long does it take to walk from here to change the tree? And they'll say, 95 seconds. They know it.
Yes.
You know, and if they're going to warm up at camp, how long does it take a team from there to there?
Yes.
Oh, 206 seconds. Yeah. They know it. You know?
Yeah.
And those are important. Those sorts of things are important. Yeah.
So how many people have you got on the apprenticeship scheme?
15. Yeah, 5 girls, 10 boys.
Is that a significant number for rugby, or is it just that's the way it is?
No, I wouldn't say so. It's where we've evolved to.
Yeah.
The grand scheme would be to grow bigger. That takes more investment and more sort of full-time, you know, mentors and that sort of thing. Well, that's the journey we're on. Yeah. We've come on a long journey so far. You know, I've been in the business since 2005 as a development officer. I've come through that route. So some of my experience out in the community, we're offloading that to these young people as well. So,
well, it's interesting. We've had the whole community of Welsh rugby come here through the course of RTP 24, but the real community feel from the crowds today, you know, 10,000 people over 2 days. Your community, our community, comes here to their stadium. It's magnificent,
isn't it?
And they're well looked after. That's the point.
Yeah, and it's so unique.
Yeah,
and we are fortunate to have the stadium we have.
And my best moment so far of the days is interviewing the under 12 captain from the first girls game.
Wow.
She was just sensational. She stood up, right?
Yeah.
She called me sir at the end, but the interview was incredible. From Brinkelenock School, they sort of chopped you down to begin with, didn't they? There wasn't much space there, but you found some in the end.
And
you had a couple of great gallops.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, the first one was from 60 metres, the next one from 80.
Thanks.
Are you a bit of an athlete yourself?
Yeah, I do multiple sports. I do football, cross country. I love my sports. I've been playing rugby since I was 4 or 5.
At Bather?
No, Lantret.
Lantret, oh dear, I forgot the close rivalry, yes. What was it like playing here?
It was amazing. Like, the pitch, really nice. It's definitely a greater one when we play on.
Indeed. Half time, you look very comfortable. Second half, it got a bit tight.
They scored a try. It was a bit upsetting, but then we had a chat about like organisation and stuff and passing it out. And then
you got your hat trick.
And
being player of the match, that's a fantastic achievement. You must be pleased with that.
I'm really happy.
I said, I've interviewed a lot of Brinkelenock people, Andrew Lamerton, Paul John, Neil Jenkins, Kathy Jenkins. You're the best, I said.
Yeah.
Special. But because she was here, she had this great experience. We'll stay with her for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Looking through the age ranges and some of the girls we have here at the Tunnel Door, I do speak to them quite a lot because it's very nervous.
Yes.
So, it's a very nervous time. So we try and take that away about what's going to happen when you walk around this corner. There's cameras, there's movies, there's all of this going on, there's people above you, all that. Try and prepare them for that, because they may have warmed up here, they may have warmed up next door, don't know what's going to happen over there. And that's really interesting. And you can see some of them really excited, and even some of these grown men, there's a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
And you try and take that away a little bit.
But that's a special moment you give to them.
That's
the gift of the stadium, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think anyone who's played here, who goes home and says they've played here, grows a couple of inches.
Don't they? And if you think, when they come and watch Wales play, you think, I've done that walk.
Yeah.
I've been in that seat.
Yeah.
I've done all these sorts of things.
Yeah.
And that's a real sharing of, what we do.
Yeah.
Sophie Lettman, the Brinkelenock under-12s captain who impressed Rob so much. The man in charge of it all, WRU Community Director Geraint John. He too spoke to Rob Cole.
Right, it's the lull before the storm. We've had 6 of the 7 Club Cup finals. We've got Llandovery and Merthyr to come. What a success this weekend in particular in the road to Prince Valley has been.
Yeah, I know we're talking about this weekend. I think sort of just seeing the number of people that are coming here just to watch and support, and also their emotions when they actually walk into the stadium. I think when you work here, perhaps you do take it for granted, but when you see everybody coming, you realise what an iconic stadium it is for people right across Wales. It brings all the community together. But also, we've seen quality rugby, and people are coming here to watch the rugby and hear the comments at skill level, the athleticism, the way the teams have played. Yesterday from Division 5, from, you know, when Dinas Powys started the day off yesterday with Seven Sisters to the Premiership final that we see right now. It's been an excellent 2 days.
It's amazing to think, though, that yesterday in particular, Division 5 up to 2, proves the old adage that rugby's a game for all shapes and sizes. And there were some amazing shapes and sizes and ages to begin with, but the games didn't suffer as a result.
No, and I think, as you said, it's sort of like there's people from the communities, and you talked about all opportunities for players right across the all levels there. And I think it's not just about the players. And as you said, you saw all shapes and sizes, all skill sets, different types of skill sets. We saw more offloads there than we probably see sometimes in, I would say, sometimes in the top level of the game. But it was exciting. The scores were close. You know, I know in some games that we've had one or two teams run out high-end winners. But it's what it's all about. Is if, you know, if you want to play, you want a chance to come to the stadium, that's what these cups do. And people question why we went have a cup for each division when we started. But just
it's been a masterstroke.
It gives every club an opportunity.
They're
to
playing
get to the
against their own standards.
And that's key, because we noticed that wasn't happening, but it gives everybody an opportunity. But also for match officials as well. You know, when you look at sort of four games yesterday, that's four teams of three. You know, 12 people have been involved in the match.
In a pressure environment as well.
And also today, but normally they would just be one referee. So for them, you can see it's an opportunity. Then you see the crowds and all the management that they come here and the communities, number of buses. I think it's the jewel in the crown of our community programme, not just for the last 2 days, but what we've had with young children being in here, boys and girls, or inclusion, and we've got the women club finals to come at the end of the month.
Yeah. Now, the only person who's not pleased with all this is probably the groundsman. I mean, they've done a remarkable job to keep it as it is. Thank God the roof's closed, keep the rain out. Although he doesn't like that, does he? Because it crumbles at the pitch. But, I mean, amazing to think that this surface has taken the battering it has.
It is, and it's sort of like, you know, you hear some people complaining about, oh, look at the state of the pitch. But, come on, it's opportunities. Let's forget about that. You know, for me, it's about people want to be here, people want to be on the pitch. We have a good laugh with the groundsmen. We know this is their pride and joy, and we understand that. And they're going to work tonight. They'll work all hours of the night tonight to get it ready for the 27th. But it'll allow us to be allowed on the field. And, like, you know, you've got to thank the board and everybody involved in the community game. It's for 38 finals on a stadium. No other country does that, and we should be proud of that.
So my favourite moment yesterday, I have to admit, was seeing Tavis Noyle go from scrum half to number 8. Seven Sisters come back to win against a very energetic and very young Dinas Powys side, and then admit afterwards that he felt just as pleased as he had done 13 years earlier when he just won his first Wales cap.
And it's good to see people like that go back to their community. I think, what's the prop that played for Newport Saris?
John Lavender. John Lavender, yes.
I thought, sort of like, it ran with the ball. They talked about games for all the shapes and sizes. He's gone back to his community. You had Burrows, who played hooker that day, who's from an academy perspective. You've seen sort of Cardiff Quins with youngsters. You saw the young 10, sort of like 20-year-old, who's the son of the coach.
Jay Price.
And that's what it's all about. And sort of like, and then we've seen, you know, fair play to today's games. You saw early this morning, sort of like Kinetti Wanderers run out winners there against Glenheath, which I thought was a fabulous game. That's what Rhonda, you know, it's tough for them today, but Bargod played to a level. And I will see Llandovery and Merton, I think, two exceptional sides to finish off the weekend.
So seeing Max Boyce punching the air as Glenheath got back to 19-all was quite, I think, 16 busloads of fans with him. I mean, the power of this programme is proven by the people who are turning up and the reaction of the players.
Yeah, and he talked to people who sort of like, I heard Porth call last night. I don't know what time the club shut. Perhaps I shouldn't say, but I know it's early hours of the morning. But people go back to their clubs, go back to their community, put money behind the bar of their club, get all together, all the families and the kids and the players there together. That's what it's about.
Yes. And the this final coming up now, I mean, this one's hard to call, isn't it?
It is hard to call. I've seen both sides over the season, and Llandovery have played some very good rugby, but Merthyr are always a hard side to beat. You know, Stan would have had a a few words with him before the game today, Sir Stan Thomas, but I've been impressed with Llandovery, the way that they played and the rugby that they played, and Merthyr will have to be at the top game today to win this, but I'm looking forward to this game.
Great, go and enjoy. Thanks,
guys.
And we'll hear from the teams and the players next week on the Welsh Rugby Union podcast. Well worth listening out for. But until then, goodbye.